James Shoup Leaves Fraud Transgender Lifestyle, Legal Fiction Based on Pseudoscience. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 7, 2020. James Shoup, the man who became the first person to obtain a legal sex designation of non-binary, now says the transgender lifestyle is a fraud. On Christmas Eve, an Oregon judge restored James, formerly Jamie, Shoup's gender to male and allowed him to resume using his birth name. A recent report at PJ Media noted that Shoup characterized his non-binary status as a psychologically harmful legal fiction. "The lies behind my fictitious sex changes, something I shamefully participated in, first to female, and then to non-binary, have been forever exposed," Shoup told PJ Media. "A truthful accounting of events has replaced the deceit that allowed me to become America's first legally non-binary person." Shoup acknowledged achieving the first non-binary sex designation was a win for the radical LGBTQ lobby. Now, however, he said he has corrected his legal record and LGBT advocates are no longer able to use my historic non-binary court order to advance their toxic agenda. "I am and have always been male," he said. "That is my biological truth, the only thing capable of grounding me to reality." He added the non-binary sex designation is fraud and legal fiction based on pseudoscience. "I was indoctrinated to believe that I had this thing called a gender identity and that suppressing it was causing my mental health problems," he added. "It was all a lie." In January 2019, Shoup released a public announcement in which he declared he had resumed his biological male sex designation. He wrote, "I believe that gender identity is a fraud perpetrated by psychiatry, the likes of something the United States and other nations hasn't experienced since the lobotomy era. As a result, I have returned to my male birth sex." On January 25, 2019, in the state of Florida, the Marion County Department of Motor Vehicles in Ocala, Florida issued me a male driver's license. "Ocala, Florida has been my home since July 2018. In the days ahead, I will be taking further steps to restore my birth sex to male more formally. In my 30-plus year marriage, I am the husband. To my daughter, I am her father. I no longer identify as a transgender or non-binary person and renounce all ties to transgenderism. I will not be a party to advancing harmful gender ideologies that are ruining lives, causing deaths and contributing to the sterilization and mutilation of gender-confused children. My history-making and landmark sex change to non-binary was a fraud based on the pseudoscience of gender identity. I am and have always been male. There should be no social or legal penalty for others to state that." In addition to supporting the president's ban on gender dysphoria in the military, "I also support President Trump's policy of recognizing and enforcing that there are only two biological sexes, male and female." In March, Shoup, using his Twitter handle @NotableDesister, tweeted he would be returning to use of his birth name, James Clifford Shoup. "I've often had trouble accepting my birth name because the male relative who molested me as a child had the name Clifford also," he said. "Changing my name and gender didn't help me." Prior to his announcement about his return to use of his male birth name, Shoup's Twitter account was locked by the social media giant. In February, after responding to a question from another user about gender dysphoria and mental illness, Shoup wrote, "Apparently if someone asks you the question, is gender dysphoria a mental illness? And you answer that question, you get banned from Twitter." Twitter apparently found Shoup in violation of its rules against hateful conduct. "You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease," Twitter chastised him. Shoup responded with the irony of the situation. "Here's the thing. If you were to look in my Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, medical record, you'll see that I have a diagnosis for gender identity disorder, GID, and later for gender dysphoria, GD, after the name change. The VA treats me at their mental health clinics for this. But on Twitter, I'm not allowed to say GD is a mental illness." Shoup took estrogen when he identified as a transgender female, but stopped short of having sex change surgeries. He told PJ Media of the effects of the cross-sex hormones. "I ended up in the psych ward 3 times because of hormones. I had blood clots in my eyes because my estrogen levels were 2,585 instead of 200. Low bone density, problems controlling my bladder, and emotional instability. Blood tests indicated I was dropping into kidney disease territory. EFGR below 60, for about 18 months. I had chronic dermatology issues and skin reactions to estrogen patches. I passed out on the kitchen floor from spironolactone. He reportedly also purchased high-strength marijuana in Colorado. But the drug caused him to experience hallucinations. Shoup told Breitbart News he had difficult experiences in the places where he received therapy. At Prasad, a gender clinic in Pittsburgh, he said, "I was crying uncontrollably at literally every appointment. The VA told me they lacked the experience to treat me in 2014 as I was transitioning to female," he said as well. "When I did get seen, I felt like they were attacking my childhood. I became paranoid they were going to try and kill my service-connected rating, my livelihood." Shoup told the Star Banner in Ocala, Florida, where he now lives with his wife, that the mental health system just rubber stamps you with gender dysphoria and they don't look at the underlying behavior. "Educating myself about why I was doing the things I was doing was key to being able to make peace with it and allow me to get back to reality," he said. Today, Shoup told Breitbart News he attends 12-step meetings. Shoup is going public about his change back to his male birth sex designation and hopes he can reverse what he helped unleash.